former minister of youth and sports, Yao Safuma Afanda, who is saying that the stadium contracts were signed, has declined an invitation by Yoko to appear before an investigative panel. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the director of Yoko, Morty Apeti, said he was surprised at Mr. Safumafu's action because he had earlier promised to appear before the panel.
We invited others, including Mr. Safumafu, and in the morning, even my deputy spoke with him on the phone, and he said he was on his way coming, except that he passed through the party, he was passing through party headquarters before he came. So we have been waiting the whole day, and speaking with others, saw some distance on my distance table that he said he could no more come, because he had never given his part what he had told him that he was coming.
Do you suspect then that it was a decision by the MPP to refrain him from appearing?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't want to have cases. I'm just stating the fact.
Are there any implications for him for not appearing before Yoko today?
Well, we look at all our legal options under the law, and we take a decision.
Do you not find it wrong that this is an issue that Parliament's Account Committee is going to investigate, and you are also investigating the same issue? Why don't you wait for Parliament to do its work?
We had a petition, and secondly, we also had a complaint from the president to deal with. We essentially have made criminal investigations, and from the understanding that some crime would have been, some breaches of the law would have been committed, and that's the way we are going. We will in no way take Parliament's job because we don't have that right, we don't have the authority.
The legal counsel for Mr. Safumafu, Godfrey Dami, said Yoko does not have the legal mandate to investigate issues from Parliament. He told Radio Ghana's Ibrahim Asari that Yoko's investigation is a conflict of interest because Yoko is under the Attorney General's department.
The matter that the committee seeks to investigate, that matter has arisen out of Auditor General's report. Indeed, in 2011, the Auditor General, in his report before Parliament, had referred to the issue relating to the payment to Alfred Moyomi. The Auditor General has even indicated that the manner in which certain payments were made, including Mr. Alfred Moyomi's payment, was made. I mean, it is why we got warrant investigations by Parliament. And that was the first time that the people of Ghana heard about it. That is why Parliament was debating that report. The report was debated upon in December 2011. So, my respectful view is that if the matter has been raised in the Auditor General's report, the way to deal with it has been specifically prescribed by the Constitution. And the Constitution in its Article 187 has stated that Parliament, upon the presentation of the Auditor General's report, will then go ahead and debate it. But if you look at the current orders of Parliament itself, the manner in which that report ought to be dealt with indicated. The relevant committee of Parliament will have the matter referred to it.
Legal counsel for former Minister of Youth and Sports, Yao Safumafu, Godfrey Dami, talking to Ibrahim Asari.